سبحان الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. آمين يا رب العالمين. سبحان الله. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه. His love for Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. Him joining Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم everywhere the beloved of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم went. With eagerness and thirst to learn. Wherever the beloved of Allah went, he also went. He joined. He wasn't concerned about accumulating wealth. He was concerned about hearing every word emanate from the blessed lips of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appreciated his enthusiasm, subhanallah. Because Allah chose the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah chose me and Allah chose my Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Imagine this Sahabi. Allah chose him to be dedicated to the knowledge of deen, to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in the report, subhanallah. He says, I asked the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah's Nabi, who would be most fortunate to acquire thy intercession on judgment day? The Sahabi is concerned about Allah's beloved's intercession. Man as'adu an-nasi bi shafa'atika yawm al-qiyamah. The beloved of Allah responds, O Abu Huraira, I knew no one will ask me this question before you. أول منك لما رأيت من حرصك على الحديث. Because I see your thirst, your eagerness for the hadith. Allah, Allah's beloved saw the zest, the desire, the thirst in Hazrat Abu Huraira for the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq also, respected Ummah. Mothers, fathers, brothers and sisters, let's every day learn some ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learn it with the Sahabi's name. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said such and such. For example, the one that eats and thanks Allah gets the reward of a fasting person making sabr. Now, let's teach that hadith to our children. Let's discuss it a few times. Let each child have an opportunity to say it. And then even so beautiful will it be after quoting the hadith, say, O kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, something to the effect. So that Allah forgives us where sometimes we quote, but we can make some mistakes. So out of respect, we say something to the effect, approximately, this is what the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Subhanallah, his love was so immaculate. And he wanted everyone to benefit from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all his life. Even when others would ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for du'as, he would say, Oh Allah's Nabi, make du'a. Allah, give me ilm that can never be forgotten. Subhanallah. And look at it. Yes, he didn't forget, and Allah made it that the ilm he shared with the ummah is preserved. Open the books of hadith. Almost on every page you'll find the name of Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Sakhr Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu. Subhanallah. And Allah's beloved said Ameen to his dua. And Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Subhanallah. And then he wanted everyone to learn the hadith. After the departure of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this transitory world also, he didn't give up. He would go to the marketplace and he would say to the people in the bazaar and the market, as they were occupied in their transactions, he would say to them, what has weakened you people, my friends? What has weakened you? What has made you so incapable? Meaning he was teaching them that you can do this, but don't let it neglect you from receiving your share. But see what he refers to as share. So they asked him, Oh Hazrat Abu Huraira, why do you say we are incapable and weak? So he responds with wisdom, subhanallah. And he was so wise and so witty and so intelligent, ya Allah, and down to earth. He says, the inheritance of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being distributed in the masjid and you are here. You are still here. Why don't you go and take your share? They said, where? From Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inheritance. So some who are new to deen, tabi'een and so forth felt maybe there is something, you know. And they thought he might have meant it literally. But he wanted to instill motivation into them. Love for learning the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Hazrat Abu Huraira says in the masjid, they rushed in that direction. After some time when they returned, he saw them back in their occupations. He then said to them that, didn't you all get your share? So what we learn, that you all should go spend some time, and every one of us can learn this lesson. Spend some time in the masjid daily.
Sit with the Imam. Learn Allah's deen. Go out in Allah's way. Sit in the halaqa of ta'aleem. Despite one being old, we can still take out time. Sahaba used to busy themselves in Allah's deen. Then they used to go take out time, do their errands for their work, for their sustenance, which is also a responsibility. Then go back to the masjid, meet people for Allah, take out some time, learn Quran, learn deen, learn ahadith, learn basic fiqh. Take out time. Subhanallah, this is so pertinent for us as Muslims to carry out. This is a duty of every Muslim. This is what we learn. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is doing and motivating in people. And now when they return to the bazaar, he explains to them. And subhanallah, he presents forth such a parable that has such a long-lasting effect in every one of them. He teaches them a lesson of life. When they saw nothing physical being distributed there, he asked them that, what did you all see there? They said, we saw learning and teaching taking place. Some learning salah, others learning Quran, learning hadith, learning fiqh, learning sunnah. We saw those gatherings taking place there in the masjid. He said, my friends, that is the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being distributed. Subhanallah. He used to always make the shukr of Allah, be grateful, and he used to be thankful to Allah, thanking Allah, always saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And when asked by others, he would say, I was so impoverished. Look at what Allah has given me to eat. Oil and salt and bread. And he's making shukr because he says, I didn't have that before. He's thanking Allah. Oh Allah, I thank you. You have made deen established, qiwama, firm. And Allah, you made Hazrat Abu Huraira an imam. الحمد لله الذي جعل الدين قواما وجعل أبا هريرة إماما. سبحان الله. He's appreciative to Allah. He's thankful. He's grateful. Humayd bin Malik bin Khuthaym says, I was sitting with Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه by one of his properties in the outskirts of Medina in Aqiq. Some people came there and they were sitting by him. So Humayd says, he said to me, go to my mother and say to her that your son sends salams to you and asks you, Ma, feed us something. So she sent 3 rotis in 1 plate and some oil and some salt. And I carried it, I put it on my head, the tray, and I brought it to him. And when I presented it before him, he said, Allahu Akbar, gratefully thanking Allah. Oh Allah, I thank you. You have satiated us with bread, meaning khubz, with roti, after we had no food, a time that passed in our life that we had no food but dates and water. He never wanted to be a governor, but he was always put into such a high position. But despite all of that, Ya Allah, it never brought pride and haughtiness in him. He always remained humble before Allah and witty. Subhanallah. One day, he's saying, because Hazrat Muawiyah appointed him as governor on many occasions, the governor of Medina Munawwara, so he was carrying some firewood on his back. And he passed by one individual, Tha'ab Labab bin Malik. So he says to him, please just give some place to the governor, O Ibn Malik. So Ibn Malik said, but Allah have mercy on you. So much of space there is. So in humor, he said, okay, give some space to the Amir whilst he has a large heap of wood on his back. So in humor, you know, he was very, very light-hearted and subhanallah, approachable, humble, forgiving. Abu Uthman al-Nahdi says, that I stayed with Hazrat Abu Huraira as a guest for 7 days. But I noticed him, his family, would take turns and the entire night was alive in ibadah. Him, his wife, and his khadim, and then the children. But there was not a time in the night of Hazrat Abu Huraira's family except that ibadah was taking place. He used to spend his time in ibadah, he used to spend his time in teaching people, he used to spend his time in rehearsing the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, Allah give us all tawfiq.